pain produces movement. While people respond to the pain and shame of wrong choices in a variety of ways, there are three actions that are consistent with most DNA. We either move toward people, against them, or away from them. If confession truly is good for the soul, then here goes. Because of my hurting past, I move toward others with people-pleasing and caretaking behavior so they will like me. I sharpen my perfectionist skills to make sure I never upset anyone, so the compliments continue my way. Every encounter is an opportunity to prove my worth. Others move against people with anger. Their wounds keep them on high alert to the slightest invalidation, causing them to strike out in retaliation. Unfortunately, their aggressive behavior may not be just an offensive tactic punishing people for hurting them. It could be a defensive tactic designed to keep them at arm's length. We train people with our anger to walk on eggshells around us so they won't get too close and expose our flaws. Likewise, there are those who choose to move away and shut down emotionally, withdrawing physically and taking great strides to cover up any pain or shame. Their objective is to disconnect from anyone they perceive to be a threat, creating the distance necessary to limit the exposure of their weakness. Sadly, none of these reactions do anything to unscramble the pain, and in some instances, they even establish more pain. Let's be clear about one thing, though. I've learned that most people don't want to talk about their pain or shame. It hurts too much, or it's embarrassing to admit to. They would rather forget. In the moment of pain, they are coping the best they can with the knowledge they have.